Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Talia. How may I help you?
Hi, Talia. My name is Anna Tobler, and I'm noticing on my bank account that there was a charge from your company for $64.99, and I didn't order anything from you guys.
May I have your zip code to look at your account?
Yeah, my zip code is 86314.
Alrighty, thank you so much. And for security purposes, would you please verify your shipping address?
My address is 8276 East Manly Drive in Prescott Valley, Arizona, 86314.
Thank you so much for that information. I do have the account pulled up here that an order was placed for the keto sand. That is an all-natural product that helps reduce appetite and increase your metabolism. And I do see that you spoke with the representative earlier to call in and cancel this account.
Why was I charged $65? Because it was supposed to be a $6 something trial.
Yes,
and then they
so
said
you paid
after
the $6
it would be a $90-something dollar charge.
Yes, ma'am. So the $6.70 was paid to U.S. Postal Services for shipping and handling, and then you were billed the end of trial fee of $64.99 because that trial had ended.
No, the trial was supposed to be 30 days because I printed the page and I read it, and that's why I called and canceled.
It's actually a 14-day trial, so after the 14 days, the trial began on the 17th, and after the 14 days, the trial ended, and you were billed as of the 3rd.
Okay, now, I didn't authorize the $65 charge because all I read was there was going to be a $90-something dollar charge after the 30-day trial because it said something about returning it before the 30 days and all that stuff. So I'm not authorizing the $64.99 charge.
Yes, yeah, so well, being that the trial had ended, they did go ahead and bill you for the product.
Well, I didn't authorize that extra charge because nowhere did I read that it was a 14-day trial. I read that it was a 30-day trial.
Yes, well, it is an
I have the picture of the thing that I printed.
14 days.
Okay, well, I'm not authorizing that charge, so either you refund it or I'm going to dispute it with my bank because I did not authorize that charge.
Yes, ma'am. If you dispute the charges, your bank will contact us to do an investigation. We provide them with the terms and conditions, the tracking number for that order, the order ID, and they will then refund us that money that they provide back to you, and you take the risk of not receiving any of your money back. As a courtesy,
okay, no, because I can provide them the paper that I printed off. I did a screenshot of my order, and nowhere on there does it say that it's a 14-day trial.
Yes, ma'am, again, it is.
So I can provide that with them, and they will offer.
As a courtesy, we can do a 50% refund.
I want all $65 of it back. Because I did not authorize that. Can I talk to a manager or a supervisor?
Yes, ma'am. We all do follow the same company protocol, and again, it is listed in.
I don't care. I want to talk to a supervisor, please. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I need to talk to a supervisor, please.
Yes, ma'am. I'm getting the account transferred over now so the supervisor can be able to assist
you. Thank
you. Alrighty, I do have your account information transferred over. If you would, please just hold while our supervisor connects to the line.
Thank you.
You're welcome.